Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, Salamu Alaikum, and so welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we're going to speak about the etiquettes of speaking in Islam. So be with us. Salamu Alaikum. Today is Wednesday, 24th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, for blessing these moments. We'll listen to chapter Al-Lughman, verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقصد في مشيك واغضض من صوتك إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير.
And be moderate in your pace and lower your voice. Indeed, the most disagreeable of sounds is the voice of donkeys.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In fact, in these verses, two qualities are prohibited and two qualities are enjoined. The qualities which are forbidden are self-admiration and selfishness, one of which causes men to be proud unto the servants of Allah, and the other causes men to consider himself as a complete one, and consequently he closes the doors of development to him, although he does not compare himself with another person. Although these two qualities in a man are often with together and have a common root, sometimes they also separate with each other. You are listening to today's special, and we are speaking about the etiquettes of speaking in Islam. The tongue and the language are great gifts of Allah. These gifts that Allah has given him makes him superior to all other creatures. The greater the gift, the higher would be its repayment. Being grateful for it is as necessary as being grateful is reprehensible. Islam has explained how people can derive the benefit from this unparalleled blessing, and how the speech that flows from their tongues throughout the day be used for goodness and truth. People who are never tired of talking are not few in number. If you examine their talks, you will find that the most of these consist of senseless, absurd, and trash things. Whereas Allah has not given men their tongues for this purpose, nor these capabilities were given for such a purpose, Islam has given special attention to speech, its style, its etiquette and rules, because the talk that comes out from a man's mouth discloses his intellectual level and moral nature, because the etiquette of a speech in a group reveals its general standard and shows the standard of decency in their environment.
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we shall be talking about the etiquettes of good speaking in Islam. How to speak well and how to contact others and talk to others in a right manner. As we said earlier, greeting is one of the etiquettes of good speaking. So let's shed some light on this as well. Peace is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam taught us to observe social rules well in dealing with people. Greeting is one of the messages of love, peace, and friendship that is said in Islamic society at the beginning of every meeting, even if it is just two Muslims passing by each other. Greeting has 70 rewards, 69 of which go to the one who greets. Taking the lead in greeting has a great reward and is considered a virtue and value. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I'd like several things to become a tradition after me. One of them is greeting children. Indeed, this behavior of the Prophet is amazing. In such a society, greeting children is a great and glorious act. When the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greet the people of paradise, they say, 'Peace be upon you for what you patiently endured.' Allah Almighty has greeted the prophets many times in the Quran. Peace be upon Noah, Nuh, among the worlds. He also greeted Abraham, by Ibrahim, and Moses, Musa alayhim as-salam. He has also greeted all the messengers, and peace upon the messengers." Yes, this greeting as one of the examples of speaking well and good communication with others, although seems like a small thing, causes love to grow and become widespread among the members of society.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
In speaking about do's and don'ts of a conversation, we reach to things not to say. So you should always repeat this. Stop me if I've told you this story before. No one will ever stop you. So your question just prolongs the time. They have to act like they've never heard the story. Be natural. As with most matters of etiquette and sociality, once you understand the ground rules, stop thinking about them so much and let things flow. You can follow all the do's and don'ts, but if it seems to others like you're conversating by a checklist, then you might as well be waxing poetic about your hair. It doesn't matter how polite you are if you come off as a phony. Drop the affectations. Talk about things that you're comfortable talking about. Use words that you're comfortable using. One of the manners of a speech is introduced here, the prohibition of backbiting and slander. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said that backbiting is to mention your brother with something that he dislikes. Someone asked, "Suppose what I say about my brother is true, The Messenger of Allah answered, "If what you said about him is true, then you have backbitten him. And if what you said about him is not true, then you have slandered him." Prophet Muhammad said, "It is sufficient sin for a person to relate all that he hears, or a person is sufficiently considered to be lying when he relates all that he hears."
When we say speaking truth to power, normally the first thing that comes to our mind is power is the government at play. And what that does is it narrows our conception of whom we are addressing and how we are addressing power. Let me reword it. In reality, does the White House have any power at all? Yes or no? No. In reality, does number 10 Downing Street have power? No. So when we are speaking truth to power, we don't need to confine it to these notions that it is only protest or it is only demonstration at the door of the Taghi or the door of the Pharaoh or the Pharaonic system. Power and speaking to power actually comes in a number of different ways. And this is important for a community that is rooted not only in activism, but seeking to become a moral force on society itself. One of the elements of the seerah of Lady Fatima, salamullahi alayha, was that she sought to be able to address the masses and raise the potential power of the mass to be able to undo the idea that power was supreme over the masses. For you and I, we also have to remember these points as well as part of our instructions to speak truth towards power. That power manifests itself in a number of different ways. Amongst them is the critical mass, that by even raising 5% of the critical mass or 10% of the critical mass to be able to sway this way or that has a great effect on the direction of a society. I'm saying 5-10%. That if you can raise 5-10% and sway them, that is enough to be able to make a significant difference within any subject, any matter in the world.
So now we finish another episode of today's special under the topic of the etiquettes of speech according to Islamic point of view. Thank you for your company and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي